Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And again, the breaking news that we have so far this morning, the Supreme Court says legally married same-sex couples should get the same federal benefits as heterosexual couples. The court invalidated a provision of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act that has prevented married gay couples from receiving a range of tax, health, and retirement benefits that are generally available to married people. The vote was 5-4, majority decision written by Kennedy. They are not dancing in the streets yet, I don't think. Outside Stonewall, where a crowd is gathering, in Sacramento, there's so much at stake for California. We don't know yet how sweeping this ruling is in terms of how it applies, if at all, to states that don't currently have gay marriage. So people are picking through the decision, legalese, technical language, et cetera, and we will keep rolling it out as we understand more of it. And there is that second decision yet to come very shortly on California's Prop 8. So is this going to be the end of bans on gay marriage? Is there going to be some middle-level decision that leaves, you know, 50 states in a muddle or something short of that? We will tell you. Now, about the mayor's race, I don't even mention polls on this show usually, especially this early and when everyone has a small share. I don't think I've mentioned one poll result on this show so far, and I don't think I've ever called Chris Quinn the front runner because there was never enough evidence. But this new poll showing Anthony Weiner in the lead is news. It's just news that it's even possible and that he is now competitive in the top tier with a 5-point lead over Speaker Quinn. And according to this Wall Street Journal Marist poll, he even beat Quinn among women by a point, 22-21. That's within the margin of error, but still with what he did. But that's the news. AM New York headline, Weiner top dog. New York Post headline, Weiner top banana. They're relentless over there. And there you go. And as we continue to talk to candidates in the race, former Brooklyn Councilman Sal Albanese is back with us, running in the Democratic primary. Among other things, he is the only candidate who refuses to accept campaign donations from real estate developers. How many of you even knew that? Hi, Sal. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. It's great to be here. And great news over DOMA this morning. It sounds very good. It's just great for lots of people around the country. So it's about time. I'm hoping the decision stands, and it's even better than what we initially heard. So
and if
great news.
We get more detail while you're still on, you'll be the first to react on the show. And we'll talk about you and your campaign. But first, how shocked are you by this Weiner news?
I'm really not that shocked. I mean, it's a sad commentary on the body politic. It's become info entertainment. So, his name recognition is universal. That's what this is all about. I mean, people in – he could run for mayor of Dublin and he'd still have
you
great
think?
Name
I
recognition.
You think? I mean, you know, Tsarnaev has total name recognition, but nobody would vote for him for mayor.
Who's that?
Tsarnaev.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. But Anthony's been out there a long time and, he's glib and certainly, he's an avid campaigner. But I believe he's unqualified to lead the city.
In a way, you and he are going for similar constituencies, aren't you? You're both originally from white, ethnic, middle class, slightly conservative parts of Brooklyn, both running against the Manhattan establishment in a way?
Well, I wouldn't say I want to appeal to the entire city, but I've represented Bay Ridge in the city council and fairly conservative, although I was pretty I was pretty liberal on social issues, as you know. But I'm trying to appeal to all New Yorkers. Anthony, I guess, is trying to appeal to all New Yorkers as well. But once again, I hope this campaign comes down to ideas and substance rather than name recognition and in some cases infamous name recognition.
Well, how relevant do you think the infamous status of Anthony Weiner should be? Because I've heard you make an issue of the Weiner scandal as relevant. Do you think it should be seen as relevant by voters as opposed to what he would do policy-wise as mayor?
I think it's relevant because it goes to judgment and character. I mean, being mayor of the greatest city in the world, I think you have to have sound judgment and good character. And Anthony's had a history over the years. This is not a one-time situation, a texting aspect of it. I don't want to belabor it. I serve with him on the city council. You know, he's basically a career politician with some additional quirks, you know. And I've based my campaign on my independence on the city council. The living wage bill that I championed, the campaign finance reforms, and that's what I want to talk about. And that's what this race should be about. Who's qualified to lead the city of New York, the greatest city in the world? And I believe I am that person.
So what most distinguishes you from your opponents in this race?
Well, the fact that I am not accepting money from people who do business with the city or people who are developers, because everywhere I go around the city, there are clashes between developers and communities. So I want to make decisions on the merits. The fact that I'm not a career politician, the fact that I was a school teacher for 11 years, so I understand education from the ground up. I've been in the private sector for 15 years. And I think people are looking for a mayor who's independent. I think one of the things that Mayor Bloomberg brought to the table is he went into City Hall without owing anybody anything. Whether you agree or disagree with him, I think that's what mayors should be. They should be objective about making decisions. I've looked at my opponents in this field. They're accepting money from people who do business with the city. There are huge conflicts with that. Yesterday, the New York Times reported two of my opponents were actually receiving money from an international swindler. This matter, policy matters when it comes to campaign contributions. People could say an awful lot during a campaign, but you have to look under the hood. Who's actually financing these campaigns? I don't want to get to City Hall being indebted to folks all over town.
If you say that all over town we have conflicts between real estate developers and community groups, you won't take campaign donations from developers. Will you also not take them from community groups, or do you think that's not the moral equivalent?
Oh, it's not the moral equivalent, but community groups don't really contribute money. They don't have PACs. We're raising money from people who are interested in honest government. I mean, we have a good campaign finance law. Most of my contributors are folks that are interested in honest government. Mm-hmm. They want decisions made on the merits. And we've got a campaign finance law which matches contributions 6-1. I need about 1,500 New Yorkers to contribute to my campaign so we can reach matching and receive a grant from the city.
And Mayor Bloomberg, with no donations from anyone, has been a massively pro-development mayor, zoning for density near subway stations plus Atlantic Yards and lots of other development. Has he gotten zoning and development about right, in your opinion?
No, I don't think we've done enough to build affordable housing. Certain things he's done pretty well. For example, the waterfront development has been really good because now we're beginning to gain access to the waterfront. It's being developed while it was being neglected for years. But the big issue in the city, everywhere I go, Brian, is affordability. People can't afford to live in a city, so we need to build affordable housing. I've got a plan to do that. I want to work with nonprofit developers where the city provides the land and the infrastructure so we can build affordable housing. I want to change the formula from 80-20 in terms of market when they build these apartment houses. 80% are market rate, 20% are affordable. I want to make sure first that they're affordable, and we change the formula 70-30. I also want to go to Washington and lobby hard for Section 202 money for senior citizen housing, because we have a huge senior citizen population that simply can't afford to live in a city anymore. We've got a bunch of great complexes around the city that have housed seniors. I have two in my neighborhoods that were built by Catholic Charities and Lutheran Medical Center, and we need more of that so seniors can afford to live here.
Mayoral hopeful Sal Albanese, and we now have a ruling on California's Proposition 8. The Supreme Court has vacated the decision of the Ninth Circuit and remanded. In other words, it looks like gay marriage is legal once again in California. The lineup is 5-4. Kennedy dissents, joined by Thomas, Alito, and Sotomayor. So that's an unusual coalition in dissent. And we're going to roll this out as we understand it better. We're trying to determine how sweeping a measure this is and if it means that this will once again go back to the courts, as remember they did with the affirmative action ruling the other day, or if they have somehow declared it unconstitutional for any state to ban gay marriage. But for now, it looks like gay marriage is legal in California at least. Once again, we are still reading the decision. We'll keep bringing you details moment by moment as it becomes more clear what exactly they're saying. And we'll finish up with Sal Albanese. In the meantime, mayoral hopeful, just about your place in the race. Most of the reports on this poll that start with Wiener in first place with 25% and Quinn with 20 and with John Liu in fifth place at 8%, you're somewhere below that. Why isn't it working better for you?
Well, because people have not honed in on the race yet, we're at that campaign hard. By August, I believe people will know what Sal Albanese stands for. They'll know about my independence, my positions on education, public safety, and mass transit. At this point, it's all name recognition. As I said, these people have been running forever. Anthony Weiner is known all over the world. So we will get to that stage, and people will make a decision. Once they see all of the candidates, I believe we will prevail.
Well, we think you're an important voice in the campaign, regardless of where you are in the polls and raising some issues that other people aren't raising. So we will keep talking.
Great.
Sal Albanese, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And we'll really start digging into the Supreme Court rulings on gay marriage in a minute. Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.